16 after 6 at KLIF. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Williams with Amy Shadroff. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to take up a couple of cases involving digital privacy for the very first time.
Yeah, and joining us to talk about what's on the agenda is South Texas College of Law Professor Josh Blackman. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
The first case is a case concerning cloud computing. So what's the issue here?
The issue in this case is that the government generally needs what's called a search warrant if they want to read your email. So if they want to look at what's in your inbox, they need to go to a judge and ask permission to search it. This case is different. It involves Microsoft. And the reason why this case is different is that the emails are not stored in the United States, but they were stored in a server in Ireland. And the argument is, when a U.S. citizen has his or her email stored overseas, does the government need a warrant to search them? And that's the question the Supreme Court agreed to consider.
Interesting, because what we're talking about here is a physical location versus intellectual information that is that knows no geography.
No, that's exactly right. And what the government has argued in this case is, if you now make it the rule that any time you put information overseas, you need a warrant, it will facilitate terrorism because now the bad guys can simply just keep all their stuff overseas and make it harder for the government to find.
So many of us do have information in the cloud. How do we know where it's actually stored, in which country, if it's in the U.S. or somewhere overseas?
You probably won't. The very definition of cloud computing is that it's distributed. And a given piece of information may be distributed in various places around the globe, and you wouldn't even know where it's being held.
What do you think? How do you think the court's going to go on this? Do you have any idea?
Well, in recent years, the Supreme Court has been fairly protective of the rights of people suspected of crimes. Although what makes this case somewhat difficult is that you have the government saying, look, if you don't rule for us here, it's going to make it a lot easier for the terrorists, for bad guys to evade U.S. searches. Whether that's true or not, who knows? But those sorts of arguments tend to play on the justices quite well.
What is this going to mean for the everyday person?
Well, I think what it means for the everyday person is, if you do keep your email in the cloud and the government ever suspects you of something, they may not need to go to a judge, an independent judge, before they read your messages. So they're definitely could limit and minimize your privacy rights.
Well, very interesting case. Thank you so much. I want to ask you before we let you go about your fantasy Supreme Court game. You're getting quite a bit of attention for this.
Well, I think your producer, Robin, is especially eager to talk about it.
Yeah.
Fantasy SCOTUS is a Supreme Court fantasy league that I built in 2009, now in our eighth season, and allows people around the country, indeed around the world, to make predictions on all the cases before the Supreme Court. And people can sign up. It's at lexpredict.com, L-E-X-P-R-E-D-I-C-T, lexpredict.com. It's free to play. And if you're good enough, you might win some prizes.
Very interesting.
How well have people done? how are the predictions gone?
You know, some of our best players get maybe 85% of the cases right. It's really remarkable. They're quite good.
Are most of them Americans?
Most of them are Americans, although we do have some international players. I think prizes are limited to Americans, so you may not get recognized if you're overseas. But we have some players who have a very good knack at predicting how the justices will vote in a given case.
Okay, could you give us the web address again one more time, please?
Sure. It's the league called Fantasy SCOTUS, and if you sign up at LexPredict, LexPredict.com, LexPredict.
LexPredict, okay.
How have you done? Are you playing too along?
I'm not that good. I've long ago quit trying to make predictions because my predictions are not really good.
All right. Professor, thanks very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
There's Josh Blackman, a law professor at the South Texas College.